live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
709, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. We love to meet Chicagoans who make a difference. I met this guy when I was getting things framed at his business. Cushing is a creative print and display graphics company. The Cushing family started this business back in 1929. Joining us is the executive vice president, Joe Cushing. Thanks for waking up and driving in from Park Ridge this morning. How you doing? Did you shower?
I did shower. That's okay. One essential. Thanks, Pete.
You received the Spirit of Life Award at the City of Hope's annual gala. What is this?
City of Hope is a one of many, probably about 20 comprehensive care centers in the country, but they're exceptional because they set aside about 70% of the resources to science and research. Their physical location, they build on their hospital so they can execute what they're researching. And it's just a really truly translational medical center that really cares about curing and not just going through the same treatments over and over again.
You've supported this organization for over 20 years. How'd you get involved 20 years ago?
A client called and said, hey, I'm going to get an award this year, and I need you to come buy a table, get in the room, fill the room, and I was happy to do that.
How Chicago is that? How many times do you hear that? People, You know, grab a table, and next thing you know, you get involved in this thing, and here we are 20 years later.
Yep. I looked around and thought, wow, these are all my clients. Business back then was all blueprints, not so much graphical. And I thought, wow, I got to get involved. And then two siblings got stricken with cancer, unfortunately.
After you got involved?
Correct.
Terrible. And they passed away?
Correct.
And then, of course, you want to get more involved because this happened in your family.
Yeah, then you don't miss a meeting after that. You know, you set aside the time. And one day I walked into a meeting that said, you got to be present. I said, you're crazy. I'm a vendor. I really don't sell a lot of tables. But they leaned on me and said, well, it's a temporary thing. And that was about 8 years ago. So
you're the president
of the council. Correct.
I mean, I love stories like this because once you get involved, it's like, oh, my God, it's a great organization and we're going to run with this.
Yeah, I said no, flat out no. But there's a group of close pals that remember that meeting, and I was late for the meeting. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, you put your money where your mouth is. A lot of people talk the talk, but they don't talk the walk or walk the talk. Yes, that's what I meant to say. Walk the talk.
I mean,
and you do that.
It's very kind of you to put it that way. It's easy to be passionate about. To go there is to drink the Kool-Aid immediately. Just meeting the people there, they really, really are enthused about what they do. So it's self-sustaining, let's just put it that way.
City of Hope, there are physical locations in California, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Started in the desert. There were tuberculosis patients in the 1910s who were sent there to die compassionately.
You're kidding.
No, it was crazy. And there was a guy who took that. Then they cured TB, and he was very, very, very much about compassionate care with dignity. And he realized that people were being sent there from all sorts of life, rich and poor, all, you know, heritages. And he thought, this, we need to continue this. And that's developed into cancer research. And
you know, over 20 years supporting this organization, have you been out there toward the facility?
Oh, yeah.
What's it like?
It's a remote campus. It's a vast campus now because it's out in Duarte, outside of, I'm drawing a blank here. Where's the Rose Bowl parade?
Oh, Pasadena.
Outside of Pasadena. So yeah. It was out in the desert. That's what, you know, the TB patients were, you know, quarantined.
Isn't that crazy back in the day? Just go out to the desert and die.
Correct.
It was
pretty rough stories.
Crazy. And it's a comprehensive cancer center, which is the highest recognition by the National Cancer Institute. I didn't know this until I read it on your website.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
And there are several. There are several great hospitals on this planet, and many of them in the country, but none of them dedicate, you know, 20 to 30 studies that are going on at all times.
Right.
The resources they have. They now have built a facility to execute the development of drugs because the FDA will get things approved. They'll do all that paperwork for their researchers, and they couldn't wait for the manufacturers, so they started manufacturing drugs as well. They're really committed to executing what they do and not letting patents sit on the wall for years and years, which happens.
Everybody has a cancer story.
Correct.
I mean, you're always linked to somebody that has some type of cancer story, or you're personally affected by it.
Absolutely.
How do you get people involved? I feel like we're bombarded with all types of charity things every single day. I mean, we get, you know, being on the radio, I get requests, you know, 5-10 a week.
Yeah.
How do you get people involved?
It's hard. It's hard. You know, you find them. You find one or two new council members a year. Someone who's just kind of either sniffing around at a meeting or found out about this trip and came along with their coworker. We have a Reach Social in the spring where people, you know, all into rock and roll, the construction and the real estate community holds an event at the House of Blues. And you find people.
Well, now you have my attention.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
What is this event like? Tell me about it.
It's like a battle of the bands and the construction, real estate, architect community. A lot of hanger-oners, my age or older, still leading their bands. Which
oh, no.
Is awesome.
What do you play?
Not myself.
Okay.
Nope. Just guys who keep the band alive. And again, it's like a little bit of a battle of the bands in April. The Reach Social benefiting the City of Hope. So you need to find people there who are highly enthused, who are not rockers or who are rockers, but actually don't play guitar. And we drag them out of the council or get them involved some other way. So,
those are fun events.
Absolutely.
To get people involved. Andy, I'm sure you get it all the time.
Yeah, we get asked to do a lot of things, you know, MC things or donate, whatever. But yeah, I'm just curious, you know, in the time that you've spent there, how much has it changed? I mean, is it progress gets in the things, and obviously the money is used for that kind of thing.
I mean, great question. The buildings they build, Andy. I mean, I remember back going there probably about 11 years ago was my first visit. And they had a little community. They never turned a patient away, going back to the 30s. And you could see these homes. And it's like a little mini campus of nice, trailer homes, really. And now you can't even see that anymore, you know, from one of the towers. That is a prominent tower. Incredible master plan. The real estate, they're laying it out to be pleasant, appealing in terms of how people get around campus. There's a bunch of golf carts going around. They truly are taking coolers full of samples across. They freeze cells there. It's pretty incredible.
Isn't that crazy? Think about the progress that they make year after year with cancer research. I mean, and you hear about these rare forms of cancer, and any type of funding can help these small programs that, you know, aren't like pancreatic cancer and things like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Steve Rosen who left Northwestern after about 25 years there as the most prominent cancer doctor at Northwestern, which is an incredible place. And he just took the invite to go out there and take what he has been passionate about to another level. And he's recruiting a dream team of physicians and researchers around the country.
And you do the No Shave November with your coworkers at Cushing?
I did jump in again this year, yes.
You left the beard. You still have it.
I got a little bit of a scruff, yeah.
Nice.
Irritating the wife a little bit.
I mean, we have a mutual friend, of course, your coworker, Christine Fetting, who I've known forever. I love Fetting. And she said, yes, you got to meet this guy, Joe. I go, who's Joe? Who is this guy? Well, he runs the company, Cushing Company. So when I get there, of course, we start talking. You come from a large family. I come from a large family. You love doing charity work. I love doing charity work. And we wanted you to tell your story on the radio.
You're wonderful. That was very, very nice.
Well, you're one of those Chicagoans that do so much for the community that needs to be spotlighted. Because if people hear about a guy like you, they're going to take note and say, maybe I should do more charity work. So you're going to motivate other people.
Well, that would be great. You're too kind, though. I'm just doing what I do because it's a lot more fun than selling printing.
Of course. And what's your website? People can check out Cushing.
www.cushingco.com.
Cushingco.com. Joe Cushing.
Beautiful.
Happy New Year, man. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah.